Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I ain't worried about no Drake.
Yes.
I'm going to ask you a question, yeah, Chuck. Yeah. As a player, would you be concerned?
No. I wouldn't either.
No, no,
you.
But, all right then. But, it's over.
But what I would do, I would say, Kenny, do me a favor. Throw the ball out of bounds one time, and I'd knock the hell out of Drake.
Me too.
That's how you do it. That's the way we used to do it. When there was a fan giving us a hard time, I'd say, hey, man, lose the ball out of bounds. And you got to knock the hell out of him. This is what you got to do. Hey, man, you all right.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio, 6-7 to the score. That's the Drake plan from Charles Barkley. We want to thank everyone for calling and texting and emailing.
Most of all, thank you for listening.
That means a lot to us. Thanks to Dustin.
Drake?
You're a great man, Dustin. Don't let anyone tell you different. Thanks to our guy, Kevbo.
Petty.
He is a petty man. No, he's going to Milwaukee. Where are you going?
Drive safely.
You're driving through Milwaukee?
Minneapolis.
Minnesota.
You're going to Minneapolis. I'm worried for you. It's just dangerous up there. Go to Prince's house, though.
Try St. Paul, too. That's nice.
No. Don't get carried away. That's just a bridge too far. No, St. Paul's great.
Hockey town, though.
Stay away. It is a hockey town. That's where the stadium is.
That's where the Wild play.
Yeah, that's exactly
where the Wild roam.
The Wild things. And Ray, hey, buddy. You know what I... Yeah. You make me...
Thank you, Ray.
Laugh like lackey. And now is the time in the program when we join Dan and Connor, already in progress. And today you can join them, 670 The Score's at Smoke Daddy Barbecue in Wrigleyville before the Cubs take on Cincinnati. Bernstein and McKnight will broadcast live from 9 to noon, followed by Lawrence Holmes until the pregame at 12:45. Stop by, see the show, start your weekend early with The Score, a radio home of Cubs baseball. Good morning, fellas.
Morning, guys.
Morning, guys.
You are missing out on what they have custom prepared for us here. I've never had anything like this before. This is a spicy brisket hash, a smoked brisket hash with peppers, onions, and potatoes covered in scrambled eggs and scallion. This is absolutely remarkable.
About 25 minutes or so. We'll be there. And
well, I'll be napping. Uber. At that point.
Yeah. It might last 25 minutes. Maybe. You know, we'll see. I told you guys, I can't have the Toronto Raptors win the NBA title because I fear the championship album that Drake is eventually going to put off. It's going to be insufferable. I don't know how to live in that world.
I don't think you're going to have to worry about it, Connor.
Get on board, man.
The Warriors are still there.
Get on board for the big win.
It's cognitive dissonance, though, because it's not like I don't like Drake.
Yes.
I just don't like his act with the Raptors. So it's this weird dichotomy of hatred but admiration.
Well, it's like he's two different guys.
It's very different.
There's the performer, and then there's the annoying fan.
Yeah.
And the annoying
fan. Very much that. It's testing the Catholic upbringing in me. Although I'm prepped for that, to love one thing and hate another. Like, I get it. Like, it's all kind of ingrained in that.
Pretty much, right?
Well, you get it. You know,
oh, I get it completely. But I dig Drake. I do. I've always been a big fan.
Is it that different from Spike Lee?
You know what? No, it is. You know what? It really is. You know what it reminds me of? And I'll tell you exactly what it is. It's Rihanna yelling at Kevin Durant and he having this confused look on his face, because it's like, hey, I like your music, I listen to your music, I like you,
but she
you
didn't do it consistently.
You don't like me, but she did it one time, and he's done it. Drake has done it. He did it to Giannis. He did it before that. Who did he get in the last series?
That's why I think he's kind of right.
Altuve.
It was Altuve.
I think it's more like Spike.
That's definitely.
Yes, that's definitely Spike.
Yeah, it's interesting to figure out on the continuum of celebrity fans who inject themselves into games that back in the day when it was Jack Nicholson and Diane Cannon in the Forum.
Yeah.
That it, there was, and you had at Bulls games back in the day, you know, Gene Siskel would sometimes sit close to the action.
He would occasionally give people a thumbs down. That was really offensive to people.
You would see people in and around.
And that they would be killed in the Colosseum. No, that's not true.
I think it's how we perceive the celebrity fan to be using the opportunity or environment to make it about oneself, right? That whether are they, is it a genuine fandom, or is it, look at me, this will help my brand, free advertising for me, attached to something?
I don't get the sense Drake can help himself. He doesn't realize what he's doing. It's just a natural sense of wanting the attention.
Is he an investor, or is he an ambassador? Well, he's got some relationship with the organization.
I think you're right. I think he's got this. There's this kind of like childlike fandom. I mean, he's at the after the game calling it a, what do you call it, a college team?
Yeah.
Like that somehow brings you closer to, which I get. You know, that brings your soul closer to the team and the players, and it's, you know, pure, whatever, all that kind of nonsense. But I think he does have.
He's officially an
ambassador.
He does
have some money in the Raptors, right?
He is an ambassador.
And also a masseuse, judging by his behavior.
He likes Nick Nurse. Nick Nurse is a great name for a guy that gets a masseuse.
Yeah, if I'm a coach and a guy's touching me during a game,
get out of here.
Off of
me. Yeah, get out of
get,
here.
Get off me.
Don't laugh
get
about
away
it.
Me. What if, get off me.
What if
I would
were,
not have reacted
What if
well
you were
that.
Bob Kraft?
Well, that cost what, like $24, $25? I mean, you've asked for that, I think. You guys comfortable with the top 25 of the Bears list?
And yes,
we were walking
loved
out,
it.
We were walking
loved
in,
it.
And we got the last 25.
Oh, I loved it.
Dan has championed Hampton.
Yeah, Hampton should
I'm
be higher.
I'm of the opinion that. Yeah, and I'm happy to flop Sid Luckman with Dan Hampton and just get the thing done with. I'm happy for that.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, that's pretty low for Sid Luckman. Guys that we haven't seen play, very difficult to evaluate. We've talked about that.
No, actually, it's very easy because I haven't seen him play.
Yeah.
It couldn't be easier. I don't know who Danny Fortman is. Get out of my list.
Yeah, exactly. Danny Fortman was an odd
inclusion. David said he's on in afternoons.
I had never heard of him.
I hadn't
either. And he's one of the top 10 Bears ever.
I don't.
I'm sure nobody ever heard of him.
I don't know how that ended up that way, but I thought Urlacher would have been a little higher than 14. You know, beyond that, it was a surprise that Fridge didn't make the 100 to me.
I got to tell you, it didn't shock me at all. I mean, I get it that he was the kind of party trick and the, you know, joker in the pack.
He was a 9-year mainstay of one of the best defensive lines of all time.
He was a very good player who never made a Pro Bowl. He was not a decorated player, and he was, frankly, out of shape. And Michael Dean Perry had a better career, okay?
He's a better player than Patrick Manley.
See,
that's all you need to be.
Yeah, but again,
I can't disagree with that.
I think you're. It's
he was a nine-year mainstay on one of the best defensive lines of all time.
Well, he wasn't necessarily a mainstay that first year, which is why he ended up being the guy that was
running
the ball.
Better the next year. They were better statistically.
They were not.
But the fact that they threw him the ball
better.
Also, though, increased.
Yes.
I mean,
but they weren't better.
In an odd way, increased his value to the team because he was used as a gimmick. I mean, he was a gimmick.
He was a gimmick.
And so that was useful. He was a useful gimmick.
But I mean, I remember going to Australia and they were like, Refrigerator Perry, when they heard I was from Chicago. And I'm kind of like, wow, really? But that's.
Yeah,
it used to be
Al
Capone.
I think it's a stronger argument to take the gimmick stuff, take the fame, take his cultural icon standing, his Letterman appearances, take that out completely.
Yeah.
And forget any of that happened and compare him to guys who are on that list and just look at a body of work for what he was during the peak era of a great defense. And they played 114 games over 9 years. He wasn't just a guy. It's almost like he's hurt by being a gimmick, in fact.
Hmm. Right.
I mean, he's a better player than Patrick Manley.
Is often held against him in terms of
You wanted him at 99, Dan?
I just want him on the list somewhere. I just think he's one of the best 100 Bears, judging by some of the other names that are on there.
South of Alshon Jeffery and Brandon Marshall at 80 and 81, I feel like probably works for about fine, right?
Brandon Marshall had 3 years with the Bears.
Maybe they should have just
never
said,
got to the playoffs.
Maybe just said no current Bears.
That might have been.
I'm with you on that.
You know that would have
absolutely
helped.
With
it
you.
It would have been a lot easier to understand.
Akeem Hicks.
Hey, Akeem Hicks is on with us every Monday during the football season.
Check me out, man.
75 though, 74.
Well, he was a good Saint and a good Patriot. Yeah, it's weird.
Well, he's got the gimmick thing too. I mean, he'll probably score another touchdown or two before his Bears career is over, right? I mean, if Matt Nagy keeps running things,
then
the way
he'll drop.
Yeah,
then he'll drop. Yeah, that's right. He'll drop out of the 74 spot. I'll slide below.
So you are on the road with a great breakfast. What else have you?
Well, Len Casper is going to drop by. We are looking forward to Cubs surprises from across the street.
Magnifico!
Well, we're going to lead you up to Zach Zaman here because Lawrence Holmes is going to take over for us. But all kinds of fun stuff. Jonah Carey with his regular 11 o'clock Friday appearance. But we are here at Smoke Daddy already filling in. There's some tables available. People want to hang out and hear about the Cubs and sports and things.
All right, enjoy guys. The weekend.
Have a great one.
You too.
See you, fellas.
End the story.
I see you soon, baby.
I'm done.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.